to like 7. Ya tenemos en Chile al hermano rebelde de Ballantine's Finest. Presentamos Ballantine's Heartfire, un whisky memorable reposado en barricas ahumadas que le entregan un sabor único. Whisky Ballantine's Stay True nos acompaña en este plan maestro de viernes que partía escuchando, claro, un tipo que tiene esa voz de whisky y que hoy día cumple 70 años, Iggy Pop, con Last for Life. Un saludo grande para este tipo que por fin nos visitó a Chile el año pasado. Y bueno, como les había contado, como les había adelantado desde ayer, tenemos invitados que van a estar tocando por primera vez en Chile, que me miran con cara que no entienden nada de lo que estoy diciendo. Están acá al lado dos de cuatro integrantes de la banda sudafricana Congos, a quien le damos la bienvenida. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Yeah. Nice
hey,
to have you here.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
I was telling them that you were looking at me like with a face that I don't know what he's talking about. Do you understand anything of?
You just played Iggy Pop's "Less for Life."
Yeah. That's great. So I'm gonna ask in Spanish and translate back our audience. Congos están sonando de fondo. Les vamos a preguntar primero por su origen, porque han crecido en lugares distintos, son de Sudáfrica, claro, pero estuvieron un poquito en Londres, viven en Estados Unidos, entonces hay como una multiculturalidad importante en ellos que me imagino que se traduce a su música y cómo. The first thing that amazes me about your history is that, well, you're four brothers, you're a family. You grew up being in South Africa and also in England. That right?
Yeah.
That's not very uncommon because South Africa used to be a colony. So what was growing up like that, and how did it affect, or did it affect at all, in your musical upbringing?
I think South Africa definitely affected it more so than England did. We were a little bit older when we were living in South Africa. Our dad is South African, so we listened to a lot of African and South African music that he had on record. He had a big collection of vinyl, you know, that we used to listen to. And then also just his music was heavily influenced by South African rhythms and South African pop, that we kind of took on a bit of that. And then just being in South Africa, it's a pretty amazing culture. You know, there's 11 official languages.
Your dad is quite a big performer in South Africa.
Yeah, he had a big career in South Africa and Europe. But the culture of South Africa, you know, there's 11 official languages, 11 tribes, there's different food, different people. And so it all influences the music that, you know, that comes out of the country.
Mm-hmm. Bueno, su papá. Es un tipo, era un tipo muy exitoso, dicen, no solamente ahí, sino que también en Europa, y que son mucho más inspirados en lo que pasa con Sudáfrica, con toda su riqueza cultural, 11 dialectos, no solo idiomas, que les sirvieron y les inspiraron mucho más, porque además eran más grandes, dicen, cuando estaban en Sudáfrica, que tiene una cultura muy rica, que tiene una música muy rítmica y que ha salido a la luz hace mucho tiempo ya por sellos de música electrónica o incluso en el último disco de Drake. Entonces quiero que me cuenten un poco de esa... you probably just understood Drake, the Drake part, but...
Including more electronic elements.
Yeah, because I've been into some sort of South African electronic music or rhythmic music. DJ Muhava, for instance... since I'm a DJ.
Mendoza.
Yes. Yeah. Soul Makossa and all this very rhythmic music from South Africa that now it's sort of getting into the mainstream because of the Drake last album. So did that music, that cultural thing, which is so big, I've heard that electronic music or dance music is mainstream in South Africa. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, it's huge.
Come With Me Now is influenced rhythmically by... this style called Kwaito, which is slowed down house music.
Yes.
It's like a house rhythm, but just much slower, slightly different feel.
For your hips.
Yeah, exactly.
Bueno, dice que claro, que la canción Come With Me Now, que es la que está sonando de fondo, está súper inspirada en Kwaito, que es un tipo de electrónica, un tipo de house bien cachondón, bien calentón, la verdad, como lentito. Y que eso lo toman ahí y lo hacen un poco propio. Pero sí hay algo de ellos que apela a una cosa mucho más occidental y mucho más mundial. Y quiero preguntarles por esa mezcla que hicieron que finalmente les dio éxito en el mundo. When you grab this South African thing and you also blend it with more occidental music, you get this like huge big bang that you were especially with that song. So were you planning, was it like planned, okay, we're gonna make, we love our music, we love our South African roots, but we also wanna be big, not just in South Africa, but in the world. This was like thought, you said, okay, let's mix it a little bit with the bands we love from the United States, from England, or?
Not really, because we wrote all that stuff in Arizona, and we'd been living in America for quite a while, and we grew up listening to, you know, Occidental music, Western music, and Delta blues, and mm-hmm. Rolling Stones, and the Beatles, and everything you can think of. They were as much an influence on us as anything. And Johnny was just in his room, you know, messing around with a groove, I think, and it naturally paired well with some
with Western what you had rock, in yeah. your in your genes for me.
Yeah.
And how long did you or when did you go to the United States to Phoenix?
You were 96.
Oh,
yeah, a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
So
Johnny was 15, I was 8. So that's, you know,
wow.
We were between 8 and 15 years old.
That's because of your dad?
Our mom, actually. Our mom is originally from Arizona.
So she took you back.
Yeah.
So you grew up like an American.
Pretty much, yeah.
Ah, okay. Bueno, ahora entiendo, sí. Lo que tenían de Sudáfrica lo perdieron un poco o se lo llevaron con su mamá. A Phoenix, ella es de Estados Unidos y ellos crecieron, ya fueron adolescentes en Estados Unidos y ahí está cómo se mezclan estas cosas, esta cultura. Hoy viven en Los Ángeles, probablemente. You live in LA because of the weather, because of the industry, probably.
Mm. Yeah, mostly the industry.
The food.
Phoenix has great weather too.
you have also a little bit of Mexican heritage. Or not so
no,
much.
No, not heritage. In Arizona, though, there's, you know, a huge Mexican population and lots of South American cultures there. So Spanish is spoken, you know, everywhere in Arizona. And LA. LA is, you know, it's almost, mm-hmm. I think it's half Mexican now. So.
Claro, y nos cuenta que tienen esa cosa sudamericana o latinoamericana de ciudades como Phoenix o Los Ángeles, donde viven ahora. Siempre persiguiendo un poco el buen clima, pero también la industria. Vamos a escuchar música de nuestros invitados de hoy que tocan en lo que además ha sido llamado como una especie de clausura de Lollapalooza Chile, que va a estar a cargo del debut de Congos en nuestro país. Centro Cultural Amanda, desde las 22 horas, en un ratito más. Quedan entradas disponibles, las puedes llegar a comprar a la puerta. Ya les vamos a preguntar por su show, por su último disco, así que no te despegues de plan maestro. Esto es Come With Me Now. Congos están con nosotros en la 94.1.